Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Jill Biden's approval rating plummets. Crime rising again in New York City. Congresswoman Liz Cheney may be doomed in Wyoming. A historic heat wave melts Europe and the Northeast. Also ahead, could Donald Trump actually win the presidency in 2024? But first, survey from CNN finds First Lady Jill Biden's approval rating falling to its lowest point since her husband's inauguration. Just 34% of Americans like Jill Biden right now. Dr. Jill recently had to apologize to Hispanic Americans for comparing them to tacos or something in San Antonio. Data from the New York Police Department says a major crime spike is in progress across New York City, worse than it's been in recent years. Since January 1st, major felonies up 37%, car theft up 50%, robberies 39%, home invasions 32%, violent assaults in the New York City subways up 38%. It's all because of far-left people like D.A. Alvin Bragg and the former mayor de Blasio. But in New York City, there's big trouble. New poll out of Wyoming shows Liz Cheney losing to her Republican primary challenger by double digits. The anti-Trump congresswoman trails Harriet Hageman 52-30%. Ms. Cheney is one of two Republicans serving on the House January 6th committee, as you know. The former president remains a popular figure in Wyoming. Donald Trump carried the state by 44 points in 2020. Looks like Liz Cheney will lose her seat. An unprecedented heat wave melting vast sections of the United Kingdom. Great Britain reporting its hottest day ever. The thermostat in London reaching 104 degrees Fahrenheit, sparking dozens of fires. The Royal Air Force canceled all flights because runways are buckling. At least 1,700 people in Europe have died from the heat wave. Only about 3% of people in Britain have air conditioning. Now the hot weather is pouring into the Northeast, USA. In a moment, another Trump run. Could it be successful? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Can Donald Trump win the presidency again? Short answer, possible. It will not be easy. Right now, the real clear polling average has Donald Trump's favorability at 40%, 55% unfavorable. In a head-to-head matchup with President Biden, Trafalgar has it, Trump 48, Biden 43. YouGov, Trump 43, Biden 44, a tie. New York Times, Trump 41, Biden 44. And the Real Clear Average, Trump versus Biden, Trump 43, Biden 42, again, a tie. The problem here is that Joe Biden is not likely to run again. So, obviously, there's going to be someone else on the Democratic side. But here's an interesting fact from Gallup. After 18 months on the job, Donald Trump had a 45% approval rating. Joe Biden has a 36% approval rating. And that's why I say that Biden is toast, and he's not going to make a comeback at age 80. Now, Donald Trump does want to run again. I know that. But there are obstacles. He is still being investigated by the state of New York, and no one really knows how that will turn out. He has plateaued in the court of public opinion because of the press still hating him, the January 6th committee, all of these allegations that we hear every day. Many Americans have tuned them out, and certainly the MAGA people, the Republicans who really like Donald Trump, they still support him. But in general, there is Trump fatigue in America because he is so controversial and bombastic. And in order to win the presidency, Donald Trump has to get independent votes. He's got his MAGA people. They will be there. All the polls say that Trump is much stronger than the second in the Republican sweepstakes, which is Governor DeSantis of Florida, who is a viable presidential candidate, by the way, but Trump does beat him in head-to-head polls. However, Donald Trump is not a lock because many, many things are going to happen in this country in the next year. If Donald Trump announces for president before the midterm elections, that will hurt the Republican Party because the Democrats, as everyone knows, will make the midterms about Trump, not about the disastrous economy. And that will take some independent voters away from the Republicans in November. So Mr. Trump would be wise not to make any announcement until after the midterms. Whether he will do that, I have no idea. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you consider my new book, Killing the Killers, great summer read, still number 4 in the marketplace after 12 weeks. In a moment, something you might not know.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. This week marks the halfway point of summer. It always goes so fast. From the beach to the backyard, many Americans are enjoying the warm weather with some classic music. Here are the top 10 summer songs ranked by me, your humble correspondent. That's right. I ranked these songs on my own. So here we go. Number 10, 1969, Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone. Number 9, 1960, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini by Brian Hyland. Come on! It's a classic! Check it out if you have not heard that song. Number 8, 1966, Summer in the City by The Lovin' Spoonful, Hotter Than a Match Head. 7, 1982, Vacation by The Go-Go's, All They Ever Wanted. 6, 1983, Cruel Summer by Bananarama. Great name for a band. Number 5, 1964, Fun, Fun, Fun by the Beach Boys, still an excellent tune. Number 4, 1964, Under the Boardwalk by the Drifters, up on the roof is great too. Number 3, 1964, The Warmth of the Sun by the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson is a summer genius. Number two, 1969, Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. And the best summer song of all time, 1972, Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts. Roll it.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
So there you have it, the perfect soundtrack for the second half of summer. As the Beach Boys tell us, catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Indeed. Enjoy the rest of the summer. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.